I'm out in Australia at last, but I heartily wish I was back again. Me money is running out fast, or else I'd be off in a crack again. Since the day I left home to come here, misfortune has always attended me. And if I stay longer, I fear this country will soon put an end to me. At first I thought all was serene, the folks out here nothing to know at all. I fancied they seemed rather queer, and neither could gas nor could blow at all. Alas, I found out my mistake, they proved to be most artful dodgers. I found they were all wide awake and regular downy old codgers. I'd scarcely set foot in the place from the ship I'd been barely an hour off. And then right before my own face, some thieves with my boxes did scour off. I loudly called out for the police, at length appeared one Sergeant Newcomb. I told him they'd stole my valise, that's hardly the warmest of welcomes. I joined with two chaps that I met who were very good hands at gold digging. But old habits they could not forget, and I caught them up one day a prigging. That opened my eyes to the game, although I said nothing about it. And yet I must own 'twas a shame, and what honest person will doubt it? When we'd been on the diggings a week, we put down a 20-foot chaser. Provisions were dear in the creek, and my tin was run out in a trice, sir. Then seeing my money all spent, perhaps you may doubt my sad story. They sold both my tools and my tent, and left me alone in my glory. And now as they bolted away to wind up the whole of the matter, no longer up here will I stay, because I am now but a hatter. Every man has imposed upon me, so all of you emigrants be advised. Do nothing rash, do you see, until you've been thoroughly colonized.